Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, December 12, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on December 11, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 12 securities, of which 6 advanced, 3 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 363,101 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $10,508,456.11. The West Indian Tobacco Company Limited was the volume leader with 3,080 shares changing hands for a value of $8,633,019, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 69,222 shares being traded for $784,593.20. National Flour Mills Limited contributed 61,304 shares with a value of $83,373.44, while JMMB Group Limited added 8,500 shares valued at $21,687.84. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 88 cents to end the day at $43.92. Conversely, Scotiabank Trinidad and Tobago Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 24 cents to close at $59.76. The mutual fund market did not record any activity. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.75. Clico Investment Fund remained at $25.03. Happily Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Happily Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second tier market did not witness any activity. Morven Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaican Stock Exchange in Wednesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The Junior Market Index declined by 55.78 points to close at 3,341.30. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 30 stocks, of which 9 advanced, 17 declined, and 4 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 8,280,200 units, valued at over $16,484,043.98. Mailpack Group Limited was the volume leader with 5,881,440 units, followed by Derriman Trading Company Limited with 566,058 units and iCreate Limited Ordinary Shares with 539,259 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 2 declined and 1 traded firm, as 175,275 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $14,418,784.75. Government of Barbados Bond Series F was the volume leader with 161,905 at a high of $0, a low of $0, before closing at $89.01. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Fund, Value Fund, and Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited, which traded 13,320 and 50 shares, respectively. This has been the RCI Business Report.